This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, these proton pump inhibitors are back in the news. And I got to tell you, it's really frustrating because they're a real good class of medication to help lower the acid and help you with your heartburn issues. We're talking about Prevacid and Nexium and Prilosec, etc. But unfortunately, a couple years ago, they found that it put you more at risk for Clostridium difficile, a pretty nasty bacterial infection. And now they're talking about, they also, a couple years ago, brought up stroke risk. I think that was maybe about a year and a half ago, we talked about stroke risk. Then, earlier in the year, they talked about quote-unquote early death, and today we are being told that these popular proton pump inhibitors could be putting us at risk for liver disease. So, Prilosec, Nexium, Prevacid, some of the best sellers. What ends up happening, they say, is it changes the gut microbes, the little bacteria that line your gut. This leads to an overgrowth of the bacteria that causes liver inflammation and cell death. So, the study was published in Nature Communications. It was performed with mouse models, healthy human volunteers, and data from chronic alcoholics. I hate using that term, but they use it in this. Bernard Schnabel, MD, was the study senior author. Christina Lorente, also of UCSD, was the first author. Now, proton pump inhibitors, like we talked about before, they're probably the most effective class of acid reducers. As opposed to like antacids, like Tums that neutralize acid, they produce acid from being produced in the first place. And so they're widely prescribed. You can get them over the counter. They estimate about 10% of the general population takes these. So your acid pH is supposed to be about, you know, it can range anywhere from 1.5 to 3.5 pH. The lower the pH, the more acidic. So averaging about 2, 2.5 will be your stomach acid pH. If this, any medication that changes it just slightly, and understandably so, you're having heartburn, you're having a reflux, the acid is coming up from the stomach into the esophagus, changing the lining of the esophagus, that could be some scary stuff, you know, for the esophagus. And it could put you at risk for esophageal cancer. It's rare, but it could still put you at risk. So, of course, doctors are prescribing proton pump inhibitors. Plus, if the acid comes up while you sleep from your GI tract and then goes into your lungs, how many of you have coughed yourself silly when you wake up in the middle of the night because it went down the wrong hole, meaning the acid came up and then went into your lungs? So acid reflux can cause chronic cough. So we treat people with PPIs all the time. But if you change the acid pH and you have gut microbes downstream from it, and, you know, the bacteria like a certain pH, they're used to a certain thing, they're comfy, they're happy, etc. And then all of a sudden, it changes a little bit. Other bacteria that really want to thrive can. Bacteria that were thriving may not now because the pH is different, and that changes things up. And what they ended up finding is that these the Enterobacter faecalis overgrew. Now, either that bacteria sent off certain signals that could irritate the liver, or it spread to the liver and caused irritation. So, you know, we talked about that study where long-term use of proton pump inhibitors is associated with a higher death rate. That was a study released in July. Another study published in 2015 found the drugs have higher risk of heart attacks, and also there was an article on stroke. We also worry about your vitamin B12 deficiency. You need acid to absorb your B12. You also need acid to absorb your calcium. It could reduce the effect of chemotherapy for cancer, also increase risk of chronic kidney disease. So, you know, what happened here? Well, they really wanted to concentrate on those that drink alcohol. And, you know, if it could worsen somebody's alcoholic liver disease. And so they looked at the chronic alcoholics. They looked at about, 4,830 chronic alcoholics. And they examined the study to assess a risk for a diagnosis of alcoholic liver disease over 10 years. For the 1,024 active proton pump inhibitor users, the risk was about 20.7%. There were 745 who previously used them, not active, but previously, their risk dropped to 16.1%. And for the 3,000 of these alcoholics that never used proton pump inhibitors, their risk fell 12.4%. So they think maybe what happened is the bacteria, the enterococci bacteria, the Enterococci fecalis, okay, yeah, fecal enterococcus within the bowel, Enterococcus fecalis, they think, could have possibly translocated to the liver, caused hepatic inflammation and hepatic cell death. Now, they looked at healthy human volunteers, and they indicated that what happened in mice with them overgrowing the Enterococcus fecalis happened also in humans. The volunteers who were not previously taking PPIs took the PPIs for 14 days, and they found that the enterococcus rose after the treatment in stool samples. So what does that mean for you or I? Well, here's the thing. We don't want anybody on anything long term. The problem is for those people on it long term, it's because the doctor ordered it. They want to decrease your stomach acid. They want to help that chronic sore throat you're having due to acid, help your chronic cough. If you have chronic acid issues, these medications are the best thing out there. But not all medications are, I don't know of any medication that is completely risk-free. So there's going to be a trade-off. You know, and that's the hardest part for us. You know, we don't want the trade-off. Give us something that's going to make us better, and we don't have to give up anything else. Well, you might be giving up part of your kidneys. Might be putting yourself at risk for stroke. Some researchers are suggesting you may also have weight gain with these proton pump inhibitors. But, you know, my thing is if the bacteria is off and you're having acid issues, you know, I really would love more nutrition and, you know, looked at as to what you could eat. There's a lot of foods that can help. But in terms of something that could be more definitive, foods help, diet extremely helps, but it doesn't cure it 100%. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. We really do appreciate it. All right, so this is interesting. Okay, you can, by the way, you can always email us at drdahlia.com or on Facebook or on Twitter. It's probably easier to message us on Facebook than Twitter because Twitter doesn't allow a lot of characters. But this one we're going to keep anonymous. He is an employee, not an employee of mine, but they are doing a Tom Hanks marathon at work. I guess one night after work, they're going to watch a whole bunch of Tom Hanks movies. Anywhere from Sully to Splash. But he said Bachelor Party, he thinks, is a classic. But he was told not to play that movie because of sexual harassment. So he wants a little bit of clarification of sexual harassment in the workplace. So do you get what's going on here? They want to kind of have a, you know, after work movie marathon or weekend marathon thing. I'm not sure. I mean, look, I'm a Tom Hanks fan as well. And the movie Bachelor Party, if I remember, I think there were animals in it. I mean, it was bad. It was definitely rated R. And it was, I would say showing a movie, okay, you know, at work, should be, at the outset or on the surface, you would think it would be harmless, but if it's in the workplace, alright, and you are a supervisor allowing it to happen, and one of the employees gets insulted by something that they are seeing at the workplace, even if it's off hours, yes, that could be a problem. Now, again, I'm not an attorney, but you have to keep sex, sex jokes, sex movies, you have to keep sex out of the workplace. Now, I looked up here under, I like Legal Match because they have this library, this law library. It's really, really cool. They really kind of break it down, all right? And sexual harassment, they say, is unwelcome verbal, visual, or physical conduct of a sexual nature that is severe or pervasive and affects working conditions. In the workplace, sexual harassment is considered sex discrimination and is regulated by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. They say the right to sue under the EEOC allows an employee to bring their claim of sex discrimination to court. Claims are typically heard by federal court since anti-sex discrimination laws are federal laws. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second, this will go to court. Right? You know, we had a movie on. It was a movie. And the jury is not going to side with, you know, this person, you know, nobody even likes this person at work. They'll take my side. They'll be like, oh, this is ridiculous, or they'll throw it out. Not entirely. Your jury is not always of your peers. Okay? And whoever is taking the case for suing, right, they could make it look like a whole, they could turn something that appears innocent into something that's vicious. And they could say, let's just say, for example, you might have had a bump-in with her a while back. Let's say at the water cooler. Alright, they could paint a picture going, you had been rubbing up against her this whole time, and it culminated with this movie. Are you kidding? You're like, well, wait, when did I rub up against? I banged into her in the hallway as we were. I didn't rub up against her. What? It's really frustrating because, you know, thank God we've made progress in sexual harassment, and I'm very indebted to, you know, like the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission or these departments out there. And, you know, government agencies that allow protection of the workplace. I feel like if I was ever harassed, I had somebody I could go to. We've made such progress because, you know, people have been harassed. I have my family members. I mean, I think all of us can have admitted that at some point we were harassed. And, you know, being able to now feel like we could go someplace safely is a godsend. It's a liberty. But we have people out there that are idiots that are abusing the system. And, you know, if I was a guy, I would be very, very scared that I would accidentally bang into somebody and they could say, oops, and it happens. It happens so innocently. But then again, one of the things that happened to me was somebody who accidentally over and over again bumped into me. And that's the problem. That's, you know, it's predators know exactly what to do. Innocent people, I just innocently will do something and, alright. So they say avoiding sexual harassment claims between employees and supervisors. Supervisors are held on a different standard than other employees because they are in a position of power and control over their subordinates. It's always bad judgment for a supervisor to date someone who reports to them. But it does occur in the workplace and does not always lead to harassment of the employee. So there are people that do date their supervisor or their subordinate. It's just so risky. Because now somebody else could say, we've talked about this. I think one of my listeners liked somebody that was working under him. And it's risky because somebody could claim that, you know, she or he is trying to, you know, get a preferential treatment, trying to go up the chain. And then that's discrimination. So you might not be sued by the person you're dating, but you could be sued by somebody watching this going, I didn't get promoted because I'm not sleeping with him. And that's easy. How do you control that? That's why it's risky. You just don't go there. Supervisors should carefully consider all the people affected by their decision to date an employee. Now, how do you compliment a coworker without a violation? Coworkers are often fearful of complimenting one another for fear their comments will be construed as sexual harassment. They say compliments by themselves are not illegal. But if the compliments focus on appearance more than quality of work, then there could be a problem. So if you go, you know what, that skirt makes your butt look excellent, that's sexual harassment. If you say, you know, your professional dress is refreshing because we have clients in here all the time, and I'm glad I don't have to speak to you about improper dress. That's more professional. You see? Don't talk about the butt. Don't talk about the boobies. Don't talk about that kind of stuff. You see? Guys and girls. All right. Let me see here. They say if supervisors, you cannot be inappropriate or offensive, blah, blah, blah. Good. Okay. Should all sexually oriented conversation be banned in the workplace? They say to expect that people who work together aren't going to flirt, joke, or even date is unrealistic. Likewise, they say to tell people that they can only talk about business-related matters is probably an unattainable goal. But a good general rule is to be sensitive to the reactions of others and honor their request to avoid any sexual behavior or discussion that might be offensive. It's risky. Okay? You talk about something you saw on TV. Somebody else listening that has it out for you will make a complaint and say, they were talking about this, and I found that offensive. Now, you may have people really find things offensive. You know, every now and then I hear people make jokes, not at work, but I'll hear people make, you know, rape jokes. I guess a thing a lot of the kids use is, oh, man, okay, so how was your test? Oh, I got raped. Okay, like the test was so bad, no, don't go there. All right, anybody who's been sexually assaulted or raped is not going to find that term funny. And that is, and they're going to want that to stop. They're not going to want to remember their assault. They're not going to want that, you know. So you got to be smart about it. They say, what behavior is considered sexual harassment? So certain types of behavior are considered minor and can be brushed off unless the behavior comments involves a recurring one. Comments about a person's body, jokes with a sexual connotation, requests to go on a date or perform sexual favors, discussing rumors about a person's sex life, unwelcome touching, pictures or emails of a sexual nature. Now, this is where people are getting in trouble at work, because you get a meme that's really funny, and you decide to show it to somebody. You know, people at work were showing people, not at my work, but at one, what happened? They were showing pictures of the Trump naked statue and then the Hillary naked statue. That could be sexual harassment. You cannot inappropriately expose body parts. You can't threaten physical violence. You can't do battery, rape, attempted rape, and none of that. That goes without saying. So sexual harassment obviously has to be, addressed immediately. But, you know, the big question that I've gotten on my show and people have is, you know, what about dating? You know, should employers have a dating policy? You know, when I was in medical school, we were told day one, do not date anybody in class. Not that it's not allowed, but that could, you know, really make for a rough time. And that was a rule that we followed. We didn't date anybody in class. So, employers could instill dating policies. 1-877-DOCTOR. We'll be right back.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Bananas and avocados may prevent heart disease. They say a study from the University of Alabama, Birmingham, found that more potassium in the diet, the better your arteries and the better your heart. So a study involving mice found ones with a diet lower in potassium had elevated hardened arteries compared to mice consuming a normal amount. Potassium can be found in potatoes, bananas, avocados, spinach, and the results of the study could lead to, quote, uncovered mechanisms that offer opportunities to develop therapeutic strategies to control vascular disease. So in the study, groups of mice were fed low normal, and high levels of potassium. Results showed mice with low levels of potassium had increased vascular calcification and hardened arteries, but those fed high levels of potassium had less stiffness. Now, heart disease, as you know, is the top cause of death among men and women in the U.S. According to the CDC, one in every four Americans die of a heart attack every year. So, how much potassium is in these foods? Everybody thinks, oh, a banana has the most potassium. Baked potato has 925 milligrams of potassium. A banana, a medium one, will have 425 milligrams. Spinach, will have 420 milligrams of potassium. Artichoke, 345 milligrams of potassium. One cup of fat-free, low-fat, whole, or buttermilk will have 350 milligrams of potassium. And seedless raisins, 270 milligrams of potassium. So pretty cool stuff. One of you wants to know what I thought of Star Wars. Okay, yeah, did you guys see the Vikings-Bears game? Apparently, during halftime of the Viking-Bears game, and by the way, Chicago Bear fans, congratulations on the Bears making, you know, a comeback this season. Yep, they lost. I know they are. We almost made overtime. It was 17-17. And then at the end, you know, they had that field goal, and there's no way the Bears could catch up. Not enough time on the clock. I wish Dallas figured that out when it came to Aaron Rodgers. You never let Aaron Rodgers back on the field because he will do, like, amazing in just 30 seconds. Well, the Cowboys, I think, learned their lesson bad this last weekend. But when it comes to the Bears and the Vikings, in the middle of the halftime show, there was all these stormtroopers that started, like, walking all over the place. You had all these stormtroopers, and, you know, stormtroopers are hilarious because they're emotionless, you know, and they, the newer Star Wars movies started to show that these stormtroopers actually are human beings, and they do have, you know, feelings, and they, you know, don't want to be killed by any of the, you know, people with the Force, and you remember they, like, ran away when Kylo Ren was starting to, you know, go crazy or whatever. But I guess a whole bunch of stormtroopers came out into the field, and then they showed the trailer. And I have it on my website, if you want it, drvalia.com, or on my Facebook or Twitter, the Star Wars trailer. It's good. It looks good. I'm not ruining anything by telling you about it, but Princess Leia looks like she has a huge role. They definitely put a lot of her into this. Luke Skywalker, yeah, you know, he's looking older. That's just the way it is. We have to deal with that. And then it was tough seeing Princess Leia, you know, because you know, she had passed earlier this year. But it is going to be nice to see her in the movie. Rey looks like she's going to be awesome, kicking major butt, becoming a Jedi. But then at the end of the trailer, all right, there's kind of a jaw dropper. And then you're like, whoa? Okay, so I'm not going to tell you that. But I got to tell you, I think I would love to be a Jedi. I would love to have Jedi powers. I don't know if that's ever in my cards, you know. But it just, I just think if I was a Jedi, it would be so much easier to, to manage my kids, you know, to manage my husband. You know, people are going to want to make movies about you. That's really what I want. I want a movie about me. I mean, a good movie, you know? Yeah, I don't know. I just would like some Jedi powers. It's just one of those things. I mean, I don't really ask for much, do I? I don't. I want Jedi powers. All right, surgeons remove record-breaking tumor from patient's kidney. See, maybe that's what I need to do. Maybe I need to do something record-breaking. Manjul Devi, 28 years old, I complained of a lump on her right side for 3 years before a scan revealed a 31 centimeter by 19 centimeter mass. It took a team of surgeons 8 hours to remove the 5.5 kilogram tumor from her kidney. It had dwarfed other organs. She was no longer able to do her day-to-day activities because of the huge mass in her abdomen. In the past 3 years, she had been referred to multiple hospitals. However, because of the enormous size, her surgery was deferred. Dr. Ajit Sawant is the urologist who led the surgical team. Her CAT scan showed a 31 centimeters by 19 centimeter tumor, completely replacing the intestines and the pancreas in the left half of her abdomen. And so she had it removed, and it weighed a lot of, 5.5 kilograms. It weighed, let me see here, 5.5 kilogram tumor, that's what, 12 pounds? Man. So the operation was carried out in Lok Manya Tilak Municipal General Hospital at Sion in Mumbai. The woman from the Darbhanga district of Bihar, state of North India, was released from the hospital last week, and the Guinness Book of World Record has confirmed it was the largest renal tumor ever discovered. That is huge. That is, that's really big. Yeah. You know, these tumors that people get, people always freak out that they gain weight or their stomach, it starts to expand and they have a tumor. And, you know, I would tell patients, I go, look, we could always scan you. You know, that'll make you feel better. You know, we could scan you so you could see what's inside. And, you know, people are like, maybe do it. It's the people that don't come in worried that they have, those are the ones that, you know, they're like, I guess I'm just, you know, I don't know, I'm just feeling whatever. Those are the ones where something else could be completely bothering them, and you're like, I'm going to get a CAT scan. Oh, really? And then those are the ones you find the tumor in. It's amazing how that happens. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There is a 2-year-old with childhood Alzheimer's. A 2-year-old. Childhood Alzheimer's. Becomes the youngest enrolled in a clinical trial. Sarah McLaughlin noticed that her daughter Marion was struggling to swallow at 6 months. Now age 2, she has a confirmed diagnosis of Niemann-Pick disease type 6. She hopes a clinical trial at Children's Hospital Los Angeles will help stave off the disorder known as childhood Alzheimer's. There's no cure for this that we know. It's a progressive genetic disorder that causes a gradual buildup of fat and toxins in the cells. Neurological symptoms typically appear in patients between ages 4 and 10, with younger patients experiencing enlarged liver, enlarged spleen, vision difficulty. The disease is always fatal, and the majority of patients die before the age of 20, according to the National Niemann-Pick Disease Foundation. So, little Marion first enrolled in the clinical trial in a hospital in Chicago, and then she made it to Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. She is the youngest to receive the treatment and is on a 2-week schedule. It involves a medication infused through a spinal tap so it can easily travel into the brain. Take a needle into the back. There's an area between the bones that you could enter and you could inject into the cerebral spinal fluid, and that could carry it to the brain. The treatment clears the fat that is getting accumulated in your cells. That's according to Dr. Alvaro Serrano. He is overseeing her treatment. McLaughlin said she's already seen improvements in her daughter, who went from not being able to take a single step to now walking across the room. Can you believe that? She said she's aware that the experimental treatment will not halt the disease progression forever. But if the child can go through certain developmental stages, like learning how to walk, etc., and, again, if it could buy us more time to figuring out what we need, you know, to do to fight this disease, it's phenomenal. The family, which includes Marion's older sister, Emily, who does not have the disease, has started the Hope for Marion Foundation. Okay? Hope for Marion Foundation to spread awareness and raise money for research. As a parent, she says it's so terrifying to know that every day you wait, damage is being done to your child, and that could cause permanent, irreversible damage. Wow. McLaughlin told Fox 32 Chicago in April. All right. God bless her. And, when we get back, one of you had written me saying, look, you know, between Puerto Rico, between Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, now the fires, the Las Vegas shooting, there's so many charities right now. People want to help. What can you do? And another mom is facing possible jail time for refusal to vaccinate her child. This is a second case now. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's
take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Dolly 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A second Michigan mother has appeared before a judge on Monday over her refusal to vaccinate her child against, despite father's wishes. Now, this is Lori Matheson, whose child was not identified, claimed that she read some vaccines used aborted fetal cells. This violates her religious beliefs. Now, I'm not sure where she heard that, But boy, will that open up a can of worms if vaccines use aborted fetal cells. I have never heard that. She said, I started reading literature on vaccinations, Matheson told Oakland County Judge Karen McDonald. When I started reading them, that's when I found out that there were some vaccinations that cultured aborted fetal cells. I've never heard of that. I want to know what she's reading. They say a local pediatrician told Fox News Detroit the vaccines are not made from aborted fetuses. Matheson also argued that a child has a family history of autoimmune disorders that may be accelerated by the vaccines. There has always been a concern if there's a family history of a child who has autoimmune disorder like rheumatoid arthritis, if getting vaccines could sometimes make that worse. And that's according to Beaumont pediatrician Dr. Daniel Chenard. He's not involved in the case. He said the present evidence would be that it doesn't. That the baby should be safe. Last week, McDonald sentenced another mother. So this is the same judge, right? This is the same judge. Last week, McDonald sentenced another mother to 5 days in jail after her refusal to vaccinate a 9-year-old son. I believe she's already out. On Monday, she told Matheson to present a medical professional that could testify in court before making a decision. The case was adjourned until Thursday, according to Fox 2 Detroit. Wow. Wow. Okay. In my experience and from what I know with my knowledge base, there are no aborted fetal cells in vaccines, okay? But we have a woman here who is scared to death to give her child a vaccine. And I know people want to make anti-vaxxers out to look like, you know, oh, they're just a bunch of loons. I disagree. You have people out there, and you have a lot of them, that are really concerned about injecting something into their baby. And this is why this topic, it's probably going to head to the Supreme Court. You know, who has the rights? Is it the baby getting, you know, vaccinated to protect against a disease? Is it the mom who, you can't force me to inject something into my baby if the baby's healthy? You know, is it the community? Because we need to protect the community by vaccine. Is it the baby on the other end? If the baby is healthy, do they have rights to not get something injected into them? So there's a lot of rights going involved. I don't know where the ACLU stands on this. I don't know if the ACLU is even getting involved. But, you know, there one thing that is very, very concerning about is what misinformation is out there. Misinformation on both sides. If there's literature saying that there are aborted fetal cells in a vaccine, I'd like to know where that, what happened. I mean, I can't even imagine how somebody would take an abortion and take fetal cells from the abortion and then stick it into a, it just doesn't make any sense to me. So I'd like to see what that was. I want to read what she read so I could find the holes in that, because that has got to be scaring a whole variety of people. The thimerosal, the preservatives within the vaccine, I understand why people have concerns about that. I get that. You know, just like with vitamins, there's other things in the vitamin that you could be getting. Do you not want those other things? I get that. I get why there's a concern. We've proven that overall they're safe, but I get that. What about the autoimmune disorder? Having a family history of autoimmune disorders that could be accelerated by the vaccines. Now, this is a theory that is being entertained in the medical field. We have not proven it to the degree that it needs to be proven that it happens. But it is something being entertained in that autoimmune disorders happen where your body's immune system gets triggered, so it decides to fight itself. Now, Guillain-Barré is an example of an autoimmune disorder gone bad, where one of my doctor friends who got the flu shot ended up getting Guillain-Barré, where it started to attack his nervous system, and he almost went paralyzed, and he had to be given IVIG and steroids to the point where they were able to salvage his nerves, and he still has some neurological deficit, but he's never getting the flu shot again. That was the only case, though, I have ever heard and ever seen of, I've ever seen of specifically. Okay, everybody else that's got the flu, I just got my flu shot last week. I feel great, knock on wood. All right, but that one in a million case freaks people out. And these one in a million cases are documented. So now you have a mom going, well, wait a second, we got rheumatoid arthritis, we got lupus. You know, I don't want to incite my child's immune system in a non-natural way. Well, let's talk about that, okay? What is a natural way? You're walking into a school with all these sick kids and getting the flu and then being subjected to all that antigen and then boom, having to need your antibodies to work double time to later help you get immune to that, or you getting a little small amount, just enough to tap that immune system and allow it to make a response. The vaccine seems healthier. It sounds healthier. It sounds like a smarter way to go. But I get it. I love the human body. I love the immune system. I think the immune system is one of the most brilliant systems out there. And for it to come up with a natural immunity to swine flu, like we see with older people from the 1950s, or chicken pox, having, you know, immunity prior to vaccines, that's cool stuff. But I also see where the immune system fails. And the immune system will fail with tuberculosis. It'll fail with the polio. It'll fail with smallpox. Thank God smallpox is eradicated. We don't have polio in the United States, but polio is still out there. And we've seen it fail with HIV. We've seen it fail with a variety of pathogens, multiple drug-resistant E. coli or staph. So we do need to make vaccines to help prime your immune system. But what do we do about parents that are really, really scared that giving a child something could affect them the rest of their life? And there are parents that believe that they caused their child's maladies because they took them in healthy to get a vaccine. You can't do anything about that thinking. You can't talk them out of it. They're going to feel guilty. And so we need good education. I am dying to see this. If any of you have any information on that what aborted fetuses in the vaccines, I need to read that so I can poke holes in it. And we need to fix that misinformation right away. But there's distrust. People don't trust the government because they think they're hiding facts. People don't trust the anti-vaxxers. They think they're putting out wrong information. And, you know, I told you what I believe. I believe that vaccines are safe, but I believe there are the 1 in a million chances that something could go wrong with a vaccine, just like with anything. And, you know, most parents are like that 1 in a million will not happen to my child. Some parents are like that 1 in a million will. And that's never going to change. We are never going to be able to fix this debate. You could amend the Constitution. You could order people to vaccinate their kids. You're going to have some people out there that are scared to death, and some of them will be instinctively right, and the majority of them will be wrong. And they could be putting their child at risk. But the concept of who do you help? Speaking of who do you help, we got fires going on in Northern California, killing people. I think the death toll's at 11. We still have the aftermath from the hurricanes in Puerto Rico, Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Harvey, the Las Vegas shooting victims. You know, I know a lot of you guys want to help, and we'll spend more time on this week. Many of you have donated, you know, multiple times to Red Cross. Again, Red Cross is one of my favorite charities for this. Of course, blood donation is something you can always do if you don't have money, because trust me, those people in Northern California are not donating blood, and those local hospitals need blood. You have a burn victim, you need blood. All right, so if you could donate blood, please. I don't care if you can't donate blood till November or December or January. Put yourself on the schedule now. You'll feel good that you're doing something, even if you can't donate money to the cause. God bless you guys. And go to my website and sign that petition for National Blood Donation Week. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.